Welcome to Bat Yard's Finest, bringing you the finest of Batman and Superman in pop culture. From Metropolis, I'm Josh from Bat Yard Productions.
And all the way from Themyscira, this is Leah. Today we are talking to a hero both on and off the screen. We have Jack Asbury with us, better known as the Batman of Spring Hill. So, Jack, our first question for you is, how did you get started being the Batman of Spring Hill?
I've liked Batman ever since I was a kid. So it was just a character that's always grown with me as I was growing up. You know, Michael Keaton will always be my Batman. And I've always loved the cosplay and everything like that. But the main thing that I started from was because my daughter, when she was born premature, 27 weeks. So she was like super, super early. And we were in the hospital for 3 months. And when they're in that young, it's basically you're in a big room with a bunch of other parents. And you feel helpless, you know, and as a parent, your main goal is to like protect your child and you're helpless. So I wanted to do something that would help the kid feel better and put a smile on their face. In return, when the parent sees their kid feel better, they feel better as well, because they know their kid's not, you know, just sitting there sad that they can't go out or they can't get up and move around and be a kid.
So how long? So you said you were in the hospital with your daughter for 3 months. This is from when she was actually born. You know, how did that feel finally taking her home?
It was just a bunch of emotions, because the doctor told us when she was born, you know, she might have some defects, you know, she might not have good vision or brain function. So we were very nervous with it at first.
How old is she now?
She's 9.
Wow.
Yeah, she's perfectly healthy, super smart. She has no problems whatsoever. So we got very lucky.
Does your daughter ever cosplay with you as Batgirl or anything like that?
I have two kids now, both girls. But they love going to Comic-Cons and we dress up every time.
Oh, awesome. What are some like Comic-Con costume highlights do you have?
My biggest one is when I go, I just go for them, cuz they like seeing the characters. Mm-hmm. So they like seeing everybody else dressed up. So the first year we went, it was Wonder Woman and Supergirl for them. And then the other year they completely went off track. One went as a Fortnite character and the other one went as Pikachu. So it just depends on what they feel like dressing up that year.
Oh, that's awesome. You have any favorite like con experiences, like anything that kind of springs to memory?
I've only gone to two, cause I just started recently going. And I met, I forget his name, but he played Alfred in the Gotham series. So I met him. So that was kind of cool. But taking pictures with everybody, you know, that's cool. A lot of people wanted to come up and say hi and everything. It was awesome. I love going to them.
So with, you know, current events, I know things are kind of slowing down, but what cons did you have planned that you wanted to go to?
I was supposed to go to MegaCon this year in Orlando. That was supposed to be last weekend. I was supposed to go to that one. I think they moved it to June. And then I believe Comic-Con is August, hopefully. So I'll be at both of those.
So now what can you tell us about, since you mentioned your daughter and everything, you also volunteer in hospitals. What can you tell us about that?
Those are challenging, because I try to do as much as like a personal one-on-one with the child as much as I can. But walking through the hospital, children's hospital dressed as Batman, you have to stop. Like, I'm not going to walk past a kid if they say hi or anything. So the challenge I have is being able to see everybody, you know, because I'll walk in first, tell them who I am and what I'm doing, and then I'll go get dressed, and then I'll come back, and I'm in head to toe bat suit. So everybody from adults, little kids, staff, they want to take pictures. So that's the biggest challenge, is trying to basically see everybody all at once.
So what does that process look like? So do you have to like contact the hospital and tell them?
Yeah. Because of, cause there are some kids that are under basically like a quarantine all the time where they can't have any other interactions. So I have to contact the human resources there if they have any specialty groups that deal with it. Another thing that I've noticed is that there's a lot of nonprofits that do what I do. And some hospitals will go straight to them before. So they don't know a lot about me. So me trying to reach out to, I've had some hospitals like, oh, we already have a group that come and do this. And a lot of the times I have parents reach out to me and I'll tell them, like, look, you just got to get, you know, clear with the hospital staff. I'll call them, you know, get a contact. And then that's the best way that I like to do it. I love those groups that do it. It's just, it just makes what I do a little bit harder.
Do you rather like going to the hospital solo, like Batman alone, or do you like kind of go with a group of people? How do you usually kind of go about
it? I do all my visits by myself. So it's mm-hmm. it's just me. You know, I'm a big believer of trying to bring as real as possible. So I want to, if I was to go with somebody, I want to make sure they, you know, I don't want to sound cocky or anything, but I want them to look as good as my suit. You know, my suit was a $3,000 custom suit, you know, that looks, I've gotten compliments that it looks like it came off the movie screen. And, you know, so I don't want to be cheesy at some point. So that's basically what I like to do is, you know, I want to bring as much realism to them as possible. You know, I want them to be like, that's Batman. There's no question.
Yeah, make it as believable as possible.
Right, absolutely.
Well, how did you acquire your costume? Did you create it yourself or did you go to outside sources?
There's actually, I had two good suits. The first one was made out of foam. And the Sci-Fi had this TV show. It was called Cosplay Melee. In the very first episode, the guy who won, I contacted him and asked if he would be interested in making the basically the armor parts because I had the cowl already. So he agreed to it. So that one turned out well, turned out really good. And then the most recent one I got was made by a company called Gauntlet Effects. And all they do is basically make Batman stuff as far as like cowls, gauntlets, and full suits. I don't know if you've seen the guy who won the Guinness Book of World Records for the bat suit. It's the same company that made his made mine.
Oh, awesome. Okay. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
How far do you typically travel for your hospital visits? Is it a local hospital or?
Around where I live, there aren't any major children's hospitals. The closest one is about an hour and 15 one way. It'll all depend on the situation. You know, if it's a child that's extremely sick and they want to see Batman, I might take a weekend and make a trip of it. You know, it doesn't really bother me. I like doing it. I like putting the suit on. I like seeing the reaction. So it really doesn't matter.
So when you got started visiting hospitals, like how was your process? Like, were you nervous going in the first time or were you like right when you dressed up in full Batman get up, you just felt in the emerged in the care?
Yeah, I think what really helped is because I'm an EMT and I've been on the ambulance for 10 years. So meeting strangers and interacting with them is basically what I do. So talking to somebody out of the blue is just normal for me. But when you put on that full suit and everybody sees and you see their reaction from it, it just feeds right into it. And you just play into character.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your costume like? Is it based off of like one of the movies or is it kind of like a combination of like all kind of different sources? Like how would you describe your
my suit is the Arkham Origins from the video game.
Okay.
Just with a different color scheme. So in the game, he's more of like the darker grays and some black. Mine's all black with like a gold belt. So I kind of kept that like 1992-89 era, but an updated suit.
Did you ever like think about like ever switching costumes? Like I know you're saying before you had two different costumes. Do you kind of like switch it up like per visit or how did?
No, I keep this one was this like I said this one was kind of expensive, so I use this one as much as possible.
Exactly. This is the bat costumes of all bat costumes.
Run it into.
Yeah.
It's great. So, and go ahead.
No, you first.
I've met amazing people and I met one guy who actually he lives about 2 hours from me, but He's by a children's hospital. He has his own nonprofit, but the best thing is he has a Batman museum with a street legal 89 Batmobile. So I got to see that. I got to drive that around. So that, and then whenever I have a kid in that area, I have access to that Batmobile.
Oh, that's fantastic. How does it feel behind the wheel of the 89 Tim Burton Batmobile?
I'm going to tell you what. If it's based off of the real thing, it is the most uncomfortable thing I've ever been in. The bad part is when the hood's up, I can't wear the cowl because the ears stick up past it. It's very close quarters. It is a pain to drive.
So as cool as it looks, it's not as functional as you'd like.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I know it's like a components of different car parts and everything like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a Frankenstein mobile almost.
Yeah, basically. Because I made a video about it, you know, showing people and learning about it. I had no idea, like, the headlights were from an older Honda. The taillights were from Ferrari. They got inspiration off of certain planes that did it. It's just incredible.
Oh, that is interesting. I actually didn't know that much went into it.
You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So is the Bat... is the Batman of Spring Hill. Was that your first foray into cosplay, or was this kind of an idea like in the back of your mind?
I actually started, I wanted to do the same thing, but I had different characters. Me and a friend of mine, we actually went, I had an Iron Man suit that was made out of plastic and it had sounds and lights and everything. But I was just drawn to Batman, you know, because I feel like if I had that money, I could possibly be Batman. There's no superpowers. I didn't come from a different planet. You know, it's plausible, you know, and I just, plus he's got all the cool stuff.
He's got all the toys to go with the
suit. Exactly. Yeah.
How does the Dark Knight stay in shape? What do you do? Do you do anything specific to, you know, maintain the Batman
physique?
I'm actually, when I do, obviously the gym, but, I have a, boxing gym down here that I go to regularly. And then sometimes I'll do mixed martial arts as well.
Oh, that's cool. Do you do any sparring or anything like that?
What's that?
Do you do any sparring?
Oh yeah. Yeah. The coach I have, he doesn't believe in safety equipment. So he's just like, put gloves on and go to it. So, He's kind of a little intense.
Yeah, that sounds old school, you know, just off all the armor and the gear.
The best way to do it, just, all right, get in there.
Just get in there, go to it, yep.
Oh, that's really cool. So what kind of mixed martial arts do you know?
Right now, the only one that I'm really focusing on is the basic Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He also does basic, like, wrestling. He also teaches, like, high school wrestling as well. So it's a mix of both that he does. And then the boxing is just, you know, your everyday boxing.
He sounds like a jack of all, like, fighting styles, it seems like, you know?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So this guy's like the real deal. He's got the Batmobile, he's got the skill.
I just don't have the funding.
Oh, yeah, well, since you mentioned that, tell us about your Bat Fund. I see you have, like a Facebook fund that you started.
Yeah, the final piece, you know, and I tell a lot of people that donate, the final piece of this whole thing would be to have a Batmobile. They're extremely expensive, and I'm not trying to get one. I was trying to raise money to get one of those, like, slingshots, those, like, three-wheel kind of, I guess they're like a side-by-side almost, strictly just to do visits, just to add that much more realism to it. Right. You know, as it is right now with everything, I'm doing, like, virtual visits and FaceTiming. So I went and bought material to make, like, a cave wall. So when I do visits, it looks like I'm in the Batcave. I have my display case with my old suit in it. So I kind of go all out as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. So this is how you spend your time. Other people, you know, do model trains, you do model Batcaves.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Whenever I'm not working, it's mostly just Batman things.
Well, that's great. You have your own set and everything. Like, it's as real as it possibly could be. Do your daughters ever believe that you're the real Batman? What do they think?
they know I'm not the real one. but everything, whether it be from, you know, if I say my birthday's coming up, they're like, oh, well, you're going to have a Batman birthday. I'm like, yeah, probably. I probably will. So everything's associated with Batman.
Well, that's like Josh here with Superman. Everything's Superman.
Yeah. Yeah. We're very inspired by the world's finest. So we try to bring
out. Bring him there.
So if you had like a dream Batmobile, like say like, you know, price is not an option, you know, there's nothing holding you back. Like what would be the Batmobile of your dreams that you would want?
You know, honestly, I probably would go with the newer one. You know, the Ben Affleck Batmobile. I like that one a lot. The Tumbler's really cool too. I just like the whole techie look, and you know, I like that one a lot. One of those two would probably be the ones I would take.
Yeah, they definitely look the most functional. They almost look like tanks, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm not a big fan of the Forever, you know, the giant fins on the bag. It's just that looks ridiculous.
Yeah, those were a little too
there's too much.
Yeah, definitely. At least with the 66 Batmobile, you'll have enough room for your ears.
That's true. Yeah, the convertible helps.
And you're in Florida, so you don't have to worry about, you know,
yeah.
Snow. Yeah. Stuff
I do have to worry about heat, though. That's another thing. That this rubber suit is not friendly in Florida heat.
Oh, I can only imagine.
So what do? You know, you start like sweating through your
the worst part is recently before this, I did an event that was outside. It was still cooler, but I tell everybody I could be in a freezer and I'll still sweat in it. But the problem that I'm still trying to figure out is I'll have sweat and it comes out of the nose and it'll drip onto the suit. So you can definitely see it. So I'm like, oh man, it's not easy.
I mean, that's how Batman loses some pounds, you know. Yeah. That's how he shape by sweating, basically. Yeah.
That's how I can still fit in there, just those few extra pounds come off.
So you said your favorite Batman was Michael Keaton. Do you have a favorite like Keaton moment within those two films that is your favorite that kind of stands out?
The funniest thing that I'll try to do sometimes is what it was called the bat turn, because with Keaton, his cow, he couldn't move his neck, so he had to move his entire body. It was closer to the end when the helicopter shines a light on him. You just see him do that quick 180 turn, the bat turn. That's hilarious. And then also I love, you know, in the beginning when he lifts up his cape and it has that big silhouette of, you know, of the bat. Those are my two favorite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that, too. And it's almost like a little more dramatic how he moves, you know. It's almost like a theater play or something.
Yeah,
you know?
A little more emphasis on the movements.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I love about those films. It's just the visual style of it all together.
What do you think about the upcoming Robert Pattinson Batman?
You know, I'm one of those where I'll give everybody a benefit of the doubt. You know, when they announced Heath Ledger, I was like, you know, it could be good, and he ended up being one of the better ones. I think what the problem is, a lot of people, they're so used to, you know, I grew up with that one, so that will always be my Joker, my Batman, or whatever. So they never give it benefit of the doubt. You know, like I said, Keaton's my Batman, but I got to give it to Ben Affleck. He brought the Frank Miller from the comic to the screen. You know, you had this big brute brawler Batman who was aged. You know, I think he did a decent with bringing Batman to the screen. So I'm excited to see it. From what I've heard, this is before he gets all the Wayne tech. So kind of like he's building the suit himself. So I'm interested to see how it's going to do.
So you were mentioning, a little bit earlier that you dressed up as Iron Man.
Yeah.
Do you have any like other cosplays that you were like playing around with? Or, I mean, obviously Batman's your forte. So
yeah. I want to do other ones. I don't think they'd be really like kid friendly. Like a lot of my focus goes into Batman and trying to figure how I can make it that much better. But I want to try to do a Predator. Like I've had another thing with the Predator. I think that would be a really cool to bring to life too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You could do like some horror conventions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that'd be really cool to do that. That's really the only other one that I would want to try to do.
Have you ever seen that Batman versus Predator, like fan film that was kind of
the Bat in the Sun? Those are awesome. I actually one of my fans from my page sent me a video, I guess, on Cameo of Kevin Porter, you know, saying like, you know, congratulations on, you know, the Batman success. So that was kind of cool. I think Kevin Porter does pretty good as a YouTube Batman.
Yeah. He definitely fits the role really well. Yeah. I'm curious of what those guys are going to do, you know.
Supposedly they're working on another short film with him and the Joker. Supposedly.
Yeah. I did see they're like trying to fund that or something on Patreon or something, or GoFundMe, those sites. So with your own funding, with your Bat Fund, what is tell the audience a little bit, like, kind of what that's about and how like that funding is going to kind of help you bring out the spirit of Batman across.
So with the funding, like I said, it's just to help either buy it outright or put a larger down payment on to get the slingshot. So that will be the Batmobile. So my plan is to, because with that, I'll have more room and I'll be able to wear the suit and drive the car, and pull up to, cause I do house visits as well. So go to, you know, their house and they can come outside and see Batman, you know, pull up in his Batmobile and then maybe take a ride with Batman. And then, cause the way they look, I really wouldn't have to do much to it. Maybe put a big sticker on it, if that, because they look really sharp. So that's the last thing that I need to be, like I said, the ultimate Batman. I got the suit, I have the cave, and then just the car, and then I'll be all set to be Batman.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I definitely want to help you promote, you know, your fund in any way I can. And
thank you.
It definitely do a good cause, you know, helping out these kids and making their days a little brighter. Just, you know, with just having this comic book character in their lives is just fantastic.
Yeah, you know, and I'll always tell them, like, you know, I'm friends with your mom, so if you ever need anything, you know, let me know. And I've had one kid especially, he'll probably call me every few months just to talk. He has a rare genetic disorder and he's a huge Batman fan. I went and saw him, so I'll get his call probably every few months just to talk. So, you know, having to progress and everything. So he's seen the old suit, now he's seen the new suit, and then he's seen the Batcave. So it's just that, you know, oh, I'm friends with Batman. He's like, I can talk to him whenever, you know, and it's just what I wanted to do and bring that character to life.
Oh, I love that.
When he calls, you know, do you have to scramble into the bat suit, or, you know, does he kind of know
he's a little younger, so his mom will set it up. So his mom will be like, hey, he's asking about you, do you mind? I'm like, yeah, no, not at all. And then we just set up a time and I'll just FaceTime him, and then that'll be that. So it's really cool because just having that, like, knowing, like, he's been thinking of me and he wants to see Batman, it's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something he'll remember, you know, for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I would be bragging to all my friends that I'm best friends with Batman. Time. Yeah, that's awesome.
What did you do last night? Yeah. I talked to Batman.
Yeah, Batman. What?
Exactly.
With your house visits, do you have, like, any highlights? Do you have a favorite memory?
I've had a lot of emotionals with the house visits. I had one where it was a complete surprise. And his mom caught the reaction on video, and he just turns around and he just screams Batman and comes running, gives me a hug. That's a really cool one. I try to visit anyone I can that wants to see Batman. It's not just, you know, if they're sick. I did a visit for two little girls who, unfortunately, their father took his own life, and they were kind of miserable. And it took them a few minutes to warm up to me, you know, because I'm a big guy. I'm 6'1", and I'm, you know, like 230. So I'm a big Batman. It took them a little bit to get used to me. But after that, you know, they opened up. They were sitting next to me telling me stories. And the little one pulls out a picture of her and her dad, like, out of her jacket. And she was telling me how they used to go swimming, but it was too cold that day. I'm like, oh, man. So some of them break your heart, and some of them are just really good reactions.
Wow.
What do you, when you do visit the homes, you know, you said you talk to a lot of the parents. Is it, you know, hey, my kid wants to, like, play ball with Batman, or is it just kind of, you know, talking and just, you know, just like you said, chatting?
Yeah, mostly just chatting. I tried, you know, I tell him all the time, like, you know, I don't have great movement in the suit. I did play soccer once with one kid for his birthday, but it was, you know, a few minutes and just kicking the ball around. And I'll tell him, like, you know, I don't have great movement. Like, I can't do like backflips and stuff like that. You know, so just going in and talking to him. One time I walked, this is what actually set my page off, is a friend of mine, her little daughter was going to preschool and she was getting bullied and she didn't want to go. So she posted on Facebook and I just asked her, cause I knew she likes superheroes. So I'm like, would she want Batman to walk her to school? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. So it's just little things like that. And then just share after share. And it got huge media coverage. Like, I was on, they did like Time Magazine articles and a whole bunch of, news outlets just picked it up. So it was really, it was awesome for people to see it.
Wow.
Walking to school with Batman. Mm-hmm. That just sounds like a dream come true. Like, pulling into the parking lot. Oh my gosh, it's Batman.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been to any like schools and just kind of like shared like any stories with like a whole audience? Students or anything like that?
I've had some schools ask me if I would, and I tell them yes, but then they're like, okay, we'll get back with you, and you know, I'll follow up, and they're like, yeah, we're just trying to figure out what's a good time, and then, you know, with everything going on now, you know, having anything going on, but yeah, right. if schools contacted me, I would go, absolutely.
Oh, that would like just share your message.
Yeah,
with such a wide. I think it would resonate with these kids really, mm-hmm. you know, really deeply.
Yeah, especially it's, you know, I don't just fight crime. I go fight, you know, illness.
Mm-hmm.
I fight kids, and then the kids would be like, oh, I'll be like Batman. I'm going to go visit, you know, just introduce them.
It's definitely inspiring what you
do. And just show them, you know, do the right thing, you know, because it's the right thing, you know, and not everything has to be about yourself and do well for others. And That's the message I want to get out.
Yeah,
kids can be, you know, superhero for even their friends.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been visiting hospitals and like doing different house calls? Like, how many years has it been?
3 years. 3 years. Wow. Yep. Since 2017 was my very first one.
Wow. So you're a bat veteran right now.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Pretty much.
So like your early, you know, your first visits, are you still in contact with those kids, or did you kind of have to change your modus operandi, like I'm gonna have like a professional distance, or I'm gonna, you know, be very personal?
You know, the funny thing, and one thing that I like a lot, is I have a lot of tattoos. Like, my arms are completely covered, so if you saw me just down the street and someone said that guy's Batman, you'd be like, nah, I don't think so. So when the first visit, that kid, his name's Ray Ray. He actually goes to school with my daughter, and I'll see his parents, and his parents will talk to me. He has no idea who I am. Not a clue.
That's so great. So to him, like, you actually are Batman.
Yep.
So what was like your thought process becoming the vigilante per se, to be Batman, to bring these kids sort of a glimmer of hope? Was it kind of like all at once, like, all right, I'm just going to be Batman, and it was just like call it kind of the idea you conjured up in one day, or like did it gradually develop? Like, how, what was your process like?
It's always changing. And I recently just figured out what I want to do with it. I'm actually filing for my 501(c), which is a nonprofit to basically what I want to do is, you know, I want this nonprofit to, you know, I want to do, like, when kids go shop with a cop, you know, I want to do shop with Batman, or fill the bus with, you know, school supplies. The big thing that I'm looking into now is actually I'm going to try to rebuild one of the parks in my community, but kind of do it like superhero theme. So as soon as I get my 501, that's what I want to do. So I just want to give back as much as I can.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly thinking of ideas of what to do with it.
Well, we're really glad, you know, we were very proud and impressed that you reached out, you know, hey, can I be on the podcast? So, you know, if you ever want us to advertise anything, or, you know, spread your word, or, you know, you even want to come on again, you know, just say, hey, I got this going on, you know, definitely let us know and we'll get the message out there and we'll definitely have you on again.
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, I've been following you since I started my Instagram for the Batman. I think it's awesome, like starting a podcast just for Batman and Superman. Like, that's awesome. So my hat's off to you guys, you know, for actually doing it.
Oh, well, no, thank you so much. I mean, it was such a, you know, such a great surprise to have someone contact us, you know, like, yeah, I'm glad, you know, you wanted to come onto the show, and this was just, you know, fantastic.
Yeah. Anytime I get to talk about Batman, I'm all about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing a professional, you know, podcast. What are you talking about? Batman.
Yeah. Exactly.
So Batman as a character, do you have like a favorite Batman villain?
You know, I'm pretty basic with that. You know, I think the Joker is just an awesome dude. I love the Joaquin Phoenix Joker, and I liked how they incorporated where the Joker in that movie wasn't necessarily the one that killed Batman's parents, but it was influenced by him. And then, you know, just the Joker just being completely a madman and just an anarchist. And I just think that guy would be like the perfect villain, because it's not, you know, to me, you know, as being Batman as a normal person, it's nothing supernatural. It's nothing, you know, scientifically made. It's just a person who, you know, like Michael Caine said, just wants to see the world burn, pretty much.
No, I mean, I have to agree with you. I think the Joker is probably the most, you know, interesting Batman villain. Villain, basically, most interesting comic book villain of all time. You know, I think it's kind of hard to say that.
Oh, yeah. He kind of has the most. Now, you asked me about Robert Pattinson. What do you think of how he's going to do?
Well, to be honest, I know a lot of people were kind of mad about the casting choice, you know, like through the internet and everything. And I was actually kind of happy about it because, mm-hmm. you know, I know, obviously he did Twilight, and that's like what the role he's mostly known for. But I recently seen this A24 film called The Lighthouse, and he mm-hmm. was like playing a part against, you know, what is William Dafoe? And I thought his character had such depth and such grit to it. I just, like, after I seen that movie, I was totally sold. I was like, I could totally see him as. So I would say to the skeptics out there, I would say basically, if you know, if you're interested, just watch The Lighthouse. I think that would kind of sell you on the character, that he could definitely pull it off. And I know he did a bunch of other acting, like a Water for Elephants. You know, I heard he was really good. I haven't seen that personally, but I heard good things about it.
Yeah, anytime. I mean, to me, anytime I get a big screen debut of Batman, I'm going to give it a chance. I'm not going to be like, oh, this is going to be horrible. You know, I'm going to give it a chance. I'm excited to see. I mean, the last one we had was, you know, Affleck, and that was, what, 2016, I believe?
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. Yeah, 2016. I mean, his last appearance was Justice League, and, you know, that film kind of just fell down the tubes a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's important, too, also, because, you know, like Josh was saying, The Lighthouse, I think, is such a niche film. Like, it has a very particular audience, so I think if audience members see Robert Pattinson in these kind of roles, you know, and not just the teeny bopper Twilight, I think they'll be like,
oh, okay, I get it. Yeah,
he's in this more adult, more mature role. Go back, oh, that's the guy that was in The Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Let's go see Batman, not, oh, let's go see the sparkly vampire try to play Batman.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think that's the image that most people have, at least, you know. Subconsciously, they think of that, you know, more than other roles that he played.
Was also more than 10 years ago, so I would hope that people have evolved.
Well, I realize that his acting has evolved. Yeah, you would hope so, but, you know.
I was also interested in your take. So, you know, did you like, well, obviously you like Batflag's kind of persona of Batman. Did you like the movie that he was in? Wait, what did you think of, though, like Batman versus Superman and Justice League?
You know, Justice League's iffy. I felt they tried to make it more comical. They tried to make Batman more comical with saying, you know, just his little one-liners and whatnot. Batman versus Superman, personally, I like it. You know, again, it's based off of, you know, Frank Miller's, you know, the Dark Knight Returns, which is a really good animated movie. So to bring it onto that, I liked it. I thought it was cool, you know, because yeah, Superman could have ended it if he really wanted to, but it showed that Superman's not that person. He's, you know, a genuine good person. He wouldn't just go and kill. So Batman knew that and used that against them. So I liked it. And you know, that's personally, you know, I'm always going to tell people, you know, I thought it was pretty good. And then the fact that, you know, it showed that he was older, you know, you had the Robin suit up there when he was killed by the Joker. You know, I thought just the little things I thought were really cool.
Yeah, I did like the cinematography and like the minor little details. I mm-hmm. think the cinematography probably the most like just the most presentable thing out of the whole movie. But I definitely have mixed emotions about it, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And funny thing, actually, I actually tried to get in contact with Ben Affleck to do like a virtual interview. I got shut down so fast by his manager. Oh, man.
Oh, really? I would start with that.
So, yeah. And neither did I. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to just think of like new things that I can keep doing. So I just mm-hmm. Google search how to contact Ben Affleck, and it brought up like his address and his agent. I'm like, well, his address and phone number are probably changed and not right. But I called the agency. It was a talent agency. I'm like, okay, first check, we'll do that. I asked to talk to the guy, and they're like, yep, he's here. I'm like, okay, second check. And I talked to him. He's like, yeah, you know, unfortunately, we don't take unsolicited calls, and there's quite a huge fee to talk to Ben. I'm like, but you're his manager, right? He's like, yeah, I'm his manager, but unfortunately, there's a fee to talk to him. I'm like, oh, okay, I got you.
There's
a thing. Yeah, so I was upset. And, like, I went through the whole entire spiel. You know, I donate my time as Batman. You know, I'm a first responder. You know, I've been on major news networks. I got somewhat of a following. I'm doing, you know, charity work. It didn't matter.
Wow.
I wonder if the outcome would have been different if you didn't have to go through the talent agency. And, you know, like, in an ideal world, if you got straight to Ben Affleck, I wonder what his
I think a lot of people on my page, they said the same thing. They're like, you know, Ben probably doesn't know anything about it, and I'm sure he would, which I'm sure he would too. I've never met him personally, so I don't know how he is, but you know, yeah, when you put the cape and the cowl on, you just grew a giant fandom anyway, so it's gonna happen.
Yeah, he seems like he's kind of pushing the Bat persona as far away from him as possible, at least right now.
Yeah,
I have talked about Batman since, you know, he was, you know, like at least like 4 years ago, you know, since he was like basically in Justice League or Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like he's pushing himself so far away from that.
Yeah, if I ever get the chance, I want to ask him, was it his choice to give it up, or did he not want to pursue it? Like, that's the biggest thing, like, I want to know. Because you'll see articles everywhere where it was Ben's choice, or he just wasn't picked for it, or, you know. So I want to know if it was his decision to hang it up.
Right.
I wonder if it was his decision, and maybe this is public knowledge and I just don't know. I wonder if it was his decision to play Batman. You know, some actors are in these roles that they don't really want, but they say, hey, you know, might as well.
Well, I know he was definitely a big fan of Batman, and like since Justice League went through such production hell, I think that's what turned him off from it. You know, they got another director coming in.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was more his decision than anything, to be honest.
It's like oversaturation at that point. Yeah,
because he was lined up to do his own Batman movie. And
yeah, I think the what I read, I don't know if it's true or not, but he was like writing it and was going to direct it, I believe.
Yeah,
and then he just you know said no, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yeah, I know he was set for it. I think it was literally like too much media pressure and everyone, just like I think he just lost the spark for it, especially the whole thing with Justice League. You know, it just everything was downplayed and you know, it just such production hell.
Yeah, I mean I think the solo movies do well, and I think. You know, like Wonder Woman did pretty well. Aquaman was okay. So I'm wondering if just Ben Affleck as a Batman would have done better.
Yeah, I think it would have been interesting. I would have totally been you know, first in line to see his version of like a Batman solo movie for sure. Because I loved how that's what I got to say. That's the best. My favorite part of Batman versus Superman is just how he portrayed the character. You know, his essence and everything, like, just filled the role so well. And he was such a brute. And that fight scene when he's, like, in the warehouse is just so Batman Arkham.
Yeah, exactly.
It's perfect. You know, I can't think of a better, you know, screen interpretation of Batman's fighting style than that moment itself, you know.
Yeah. And he didn't have that ridiculous Bale voice either.
No. No, yeah, that's true. That's probably the weakest part of Christian Bale's Batman is his voice for sure. There's so many jokes.
Yeah, that's the one. That's really what turned me off as Christian Bale's Batman. That, and I just think in The Dark Knight he just looked too scrawny as Batman. You know, like, I get the idea of the functionality of the suit and being able to move, but it just made it look like he was just small and tiny.
Yeah, he did. I think it was just how the suit was cut too, because it kind of showed off like every protruding muscle he had, like slimmer fashion. Like when he was training in the Batman Begins with his shirt off, he looked huge.
Yeah, you know?
He looked bigger than when he was wearing the suit itself. So it just seemed like, I think it was more the design of the suit than anything that kind of like just showed that he was a slimmer Batman, and compared to Affleck, he was like, he's such a brute in comparison. Like, it's just like such a big size difference.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's another cool thing is like he looked the part, he acted the part, and he just brought Batman from the book, you know, the graphic novels into the film, and it was just I love that interpretation of Batman.
Oh yeah, for sure. So this talk of the DCEU. What are your thoughts on the Snyder Cut? In a previous interview, we talked to Liz Wonder, and she's a high advocate for the Snyder Cut. I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
You know, there's a lot. I read a lot of things that it didn't. That it's not even a real thing. I don't. You know, if there's a Snyder Cut, they just need to release it, because I've heard it would make the movie so much better. Which I hope that it would. If there is a Snyder Cut, they just need to just release it already. We need to see it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's almost like if they do release it, they're like admitting failure that the first version.
Yeah, that the first one was just terrible.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I mean, I think if there is anything, it'll be released in some time. I don't think it'll be anytime soon. Probably decades from now, if I was to guess. Because I know they had a similar problem with like Superman, like with Christopher Reeve. You know, they fired Richard Donner, and they hired a new director, Richard Lester, and then his cut was finally released like three decades later. So I have a feeling it's going to be kind of the same kind of thing. You know, like years and years later, we'll finally see it.
we can only hope for it, man. That's about it. Unfortunately, I think with everything, I think Ben Affleck's done as Batman. So hopefully we can at least see that and see what else that he could have done.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I'm pretty excited for Pattinson's, you know, interpretation of the character. Just the costume I wasn't really a fan of. That was the one thing that kind of turned me off from that movie so far. But
yeah,
I'm hoping it's just an earlier rendition of his outfit.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. You know, you hear crazy things all over the internet and people get their conspiracies. Like, I read one where his bat symbol is actually the gun that murdered his parents. You know, it's you know, who really knows? You know, I think this is like before he gets all the Wayne tech. So the Batmobile is just like one of his cars that he just souped up, you know, the suit he put together, because the cowl looks like it was like sewn together in certain pieces. The nose is flatter. The ears kind of look like the back portion of the head looks like it's harder than the front. So we'll see.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we won't really know any taste of it until there's a trailer, and I think production for that is like kind of set back for a while now, like everything else. As everyone knows, you know, I don't need to say why.
So let's you know, you did mention the bat symbol. How did you come up with your own logo for the Batman of Spring Hill?
I wanted to incorporate something from both sides of me, because a lot of my friends, they know me as a Batman fanatic, and then some friends know me that I'm as a first responder. So I wanted to bring something that incorporated both, but wasn't like hidden. So I wanted it just to be right there in your face to show, you know, most of my life is a first responder, but the other half is the Dark Knight. So I just put the two symbols together, and it just kind of fit perfectly, and it looked really well.
Yeah, I got to say, it definitely pops out to you. You know, I was looking through your Facebook page, and I was like, wow, look at that. You know, I liked how, like, you incorporated it into, like, some, you know, you have, like, hats and everything that you're promoting. And I thought it was a pretty cool symbol. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
So did you come up with the symbol yourself, or did you go out to an outside source?
I had the idea. Unfortunately, I'm not very like crafty and, you know, with like Adobe and all that. So I gave my buddy, who shoots some of my videos with me, cause he can do all that. And I told him like, hey, can you make this symbol for me? He's like, yeah, absolutely. It probably took him like 5-10 minutes to do it. I'm like, oh, well, thanks, I guess. Made me feel inferior.
Oh, wow. That was easier than I thought.
Yeah,
this is what's
exactly.
Yeah. Paper. It's always great to have like different friends who were trained in different ways that they can incorporate and help you out in any way. Like crafty friends for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, he does a lot of because we did a whole segment on, because the guy in Gainesville, he's got all the suits. He's got 89, he's got, you know, Ben Affleck, he just got a Kilmer. And he's got this big display. So I just went and, you know, explained some things about the suits and the details. But he took his drone and filmed some of the things, and he was filming the Batmobile drive around, and so he was able to cut and edit it and add effects to it. So it looked pretty good. So I gotta, you know, thank him every chance I get.
Also, he created your intro as well.
That actually was from Fiverr. I just sent him my logo, and I said I just need to animate it, you know, for the beginning. And then that's how I got that.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah, I definitely, I heard good things about Fiverr. I haven't used it myself, but it definitely seems like a useful resource to have.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It was great.
Yeah. I the intro, it looks very professionally made.
Yeah. I was really happy with it. And you know, the good thing about it is it's the freelancer. So you're not spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars for something like that. I think maybe it cost me like $50 or $60 for that. So it's perfect.
So what, you said you were mentioned in a bunch of publications, specifically Time magazine. What did that feel like when, you know, did Time interview you? How did that come about?
No, unfortunately, no, but it was from that original story where a lot of sources just shared it. So the Associated Press had it, Extra had it, Inside Edition had it. So it was on their, like, their web pages, and they just shared it on that. So I know they just took the story from someone else and just shared it on theirs, but at the same time, it's still cool to see, you know, to see my name and the Time magazine article and the Washington Post article.
Yeah, I could only imagine like how you would feel, because if that was me, I would probably be like peeing my pants in excitement.
And I tell everybody, I'm like, I would not expect to be in the newspaper for being Batman. Like, you know, I would have thought I would have done something wrong or something to make news like that. So I helped out a friend. You know, it wasn't even like it was a planned thing. It just took off.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a complete shock. You know, my dad texted me. He's like, hey, I seen your story on Inside Edition. I'm like, the TV show Inside Edition? Or are you like, you know, because there's like a whole bunch of Facebook pages. He's like, no, it was on Inside Edition's website. So I look and there it is. And then I see Global News has it. And then our local news start, you know, messaging me. I'm like, what is going on? It was, you know, completely just thrown back by it.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, so with your local news, like asking you questions, did they end up interviewing you or like?
I've been on TV two or three times with the local news. And I just recently I think it was 2 years ago or 2 years ago, 2 weeks ago. They nominated me for Hero of the Year, and I won that. So I'm like, that's an accomplishment. That's great.
That's a high honor. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I completely wasn't expecting it because they do one. It's called Everyday Heroes, and they do one like every few weeks. So there were a bunch of people, you know, and then it happened just like my dad did. My buddy sent me the video. He's like, hey, I just seen your Bane Who's Nine interview. He's like, that's great. I'm like, the old one? I'm like, it was from, you know, December. He's like, no, it was just on. And he sent it to me, and I guess they took everybody, and they had certain categories, and then I was awarded Hero of the Year.
Wow.
So do you get like a plaque or anything like that? What is a
I don't know. I haven't gotten anything yet. So I think it might have been just, you know, a TV spot of the same article, which, you know, I'm okay with. I have a picture of my name that says Hero of the Year from like a screenshot, so I'm good with that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. just being honored with the title, I think, is more than enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now, did you do the interview as Batman, or did you do it as Jack?
I did it as myself, you know, because a lot of people know me anyway, so they know who I am. You know, I was born and raised in Spring Hill. I grew up there. I started Batman in Spring Hill, so they knew who I am. And then I think it would just be really hard to contain, like, yeah, I'm Batman, or yeah, that's me, you know, because everybody knows, you know, if you come down to Spring Hill and they ask, you're like, oh, yeah, that's Jack. We know who that is. Not a big deal.
Yeah, there's that what's down the street. So with the character of Batman, like, do you have any favorite comic books, like any titles that kind of come to mind that are your personal favorites?
Not personal favorites. I love just reading them, just seeing, you know, the different takes on them. I do want to get the Batman That Smiles. I want to read that one. I haven't read that one yet, but I heard that one's pretty cool. That one's interesting.
Yeah, I haven't read that one either personally, but yeah, I have heard good things and just all the imagery that goes with that storyline.
Yeah, I want to get that one. I don't know. I think it's Batman Year One. I think I don't recall, but it looks like it's an apocalyptic world, and he's carrying the Joker's head around, and Joker's talking to him through it. I forget which one.
Cheap.
Yeah, it's really dark. I forget, but I want to try that one too. I like more of the graphic novels with those.
Yeah, I definitely I think one of my favorites is The Long Halloween, Batman The Long Halloween. That's there's so many of them. It's kind of hard to recommend them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're a Batman fan, you can just tell it just a graphic novel and go pick one and start it from the beginning because you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, you're a major Batman fan.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts on Superman, since this is a Batman-Superman podcast?
You know, I'm a fan, but I'm not a big fan, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Batman is my guy. You know, I portray Batman, so I want to be Batman as much as Batman as possible. So with all of Batman's reasoning on why he wanted to defeat him, it made sense. You know, he can destroy our planet immediately if he wanted to at a snap of a finger. You know, that 1% chance, we still have to take it as there's a 1% chance that he could do it. Other than that, I think he's a great character. I think he symbolizes, you know, strength, honor, integrity, you know, and kindness. And I think that shows really well. So he's a good superhero. I do like him. But at the same time, I don't like him.
All right. I know there's sometimes a clash between Batman and Superman fans. I was just a little curious because, I mean, I'm probably a Superman fan, but Batman's just number two. He's, you know, almost neck and neck. I just love their character dynamics and how they're like almost on completely different spectrums of kind of what a hero could be.
Yeah.
That's what I find interesting of both their characters, especially when they meet up. You know, their ideologies are a little different, but they almost kind of mirror each other in a different way. You know, I find that really interesting.
I think it's interesting too that you know, just listening to both of you, you like your respective superheroes for like your entire lives. Jack, how did you pick you know, you said you liked Batman from such a young age. You know, do you remember your first iconic, like, wow, that's, you know, like your introduction to Batman and that, like, that's my guy, you know?
I gotta say it was mostly my dad. My dad was really big into horror and everything. So he was a big Freddy Krueger guy. So he would do haunted houses dressed as Freddy Krueger. So that's how I kind of got into movies. But the one thing I remember, and it's actually on my Facebook page, is in New Jersey, Six Flags has like a Batman section. So I remember going there and seeing the guy, you know, do the show and Batman flying in, and then they had the Batmobile there. I'm like, apparently Batman lives here because this is all his stuff. So that's where I remember, like, that's the most like iconic thing I remember mostly.
As you got older, you know, you kind of just delved deeper and deeper and into the Batcave.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it's kind of funny because I make fun of my dad all the time. Like, so do you tell your friends that your son's Batman? You know, because he's like, yeah, they think I'm out of my mind. I'm like, yeah, I kind of figured. And especially when they say your son's like 30. So,
well, in my book, it sounds like you emulate the real Batman. So I definitely want to applaud you for that.
Thank you.
Everything you're doing, it just makes the world a little bit brighter, and I definitely applaud you for that.
Yeah, you know, and as a first responder, you see that the world is very dark. Sometimes people are just evil. So to be able to do this just to help somebody somewhere, you know, it's all it is time, and none of us are guaranteed it anyway, so I might as well use it the right way.
Do you have any, you know, we asked you about your Batman life, but do you have any favorite or unfortunately least favorite moments of being a first responder? You don't want anything separate from Batman?
There, you know, as a 10-year vet for EMTs, I've seen it all. You know, from the bad thing about that job is you're seeing everybody's worst day. You know, you're not called to celebrate an event. You're not called to, you know, help, you know, plan a party. Is if you call 911, it's an emergency. Something's wrong. That's life or death. So with that, you know, I've seen it from the bad car accidents to the overdoses to, you know, the losing the spouse of, you know, 60 plus years, or, you know, unfortunately the child incidents, you know, I've seen it all. So to say that there's one, it's kind of hard because, you know, It's comparing tragedies on which one's the worst. The one that sticks out the most is I was fairly new to the game, and it was a pediatric call, and he passed away sometime. And it's not even the call that bothered me; it's kind of the things that remind me of it. So my partner told me, he's like, "Look, go in, grab the kid, come out. I have everything set." So in my mind, what I still remember is you know, running through the sand and how hard it was to get to the kid because of the sand. I remember his outfit, and, you know, my personal feeling is if we can't save somebody with all the technology and all the medications we have and the quick response, unfortunately, it's your time. It's just hard to do that when it's, you know, a 4-month-old, you know, because they haven't had time, you know. So that's the one that sticks out the most, really. But, you know, on the same time, I've also had the good out of the bad. You know, the cardiac arrest calls that we actually get them back and they walk out of the hospital a few days later, or when we do a rescue out of a vehicle or delivering babies, you know, I've done that twice and that's too many. So, you know, there is some good with the bad.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure, you know, with the bad, the bright seems a little brighter.
Yeah, I had one of the news stations, they said that, you know, basically you're kind of opposite in your roles. You know, as an EMT during the day, you see all the bad, but as Batman, you see all the good, when in like the movies and everything, it's kind of vice versa. So I'm like, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it does. It does seem like that. Yeah, it seems like you kind of live the Bat persona, even, you know, even to your day-to-day, your personal and your professional life. Well, I definitely, you know, thank you for everything that you do, and I find it really admirable that, you know, you bring a little beacon of hope to everyone's lives, and I find it, you know, fantastic. Do you Do you have like any social media pages or like the Bat Fund you want to kind of shout out to the audience at home so that people know where to look for you?
I only have the two. My biggest one is Facebook, and it's the Batman of Spring Hill. And then I have my Instagram as well, which is the Batman of Spring Hill. Those are my only two. And I always have my phone on me because I'm a father. I have kids. So I love interacting with people. I love talking to people. So those are the best ways to get a hold of me. So I'm always on there if anybody ever needs to get a hold of me.
And are those the best ways to reach you? Should, someone in the audience want a visit from Batman?
Yep, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. You know, I'm still kind of new to the whole social media and everything like that. That's why my message, I'm like, I don't know if this is going to get anywhere, but do you mind, having me on? So thank you guys for actually letting me come on and talk to you guys. It was a lot of fun. I love doing these.
Yeah, no, this was a grand time. And like we said earlier, please feel free to come back like anytime. You know, if you have something new going on that you really are kind of itching to promote or anything like that, just, or if you just want to talk to us and just be on the show again, just definitely let us know. We're always open for Batman Returns. This is Josh and Leah sending you off up, up, and away until next Bat Yard's Finest episode.
Becoming super friends one episode at a time.
Hey, no, thank you for contacting us. It was actually like a pleasant surprise because, usually it's the opposite for us. We're the ones kind of scrounging, like trying to get people to come on our show. So this was awesome. It was a nice turn of tables for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to, tell your bat friends, hey, I've done an awesome podcast. You should follow them.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you guys able to like send a link to where I can post it on my page too?
Oh yeah, for sure. It will probably be a few weeks from now just to get the episode all edited together because we kind of post every 2 weeks every Tuesday.
Okay.
So just we'll definitely let you know beforehand when your episode's coming out, so you definitely could share it wherever you would like. So.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
Hey, thank you so much, Jack. Hey, take it easy and
stay healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay safe, stay healthy.
Keep doing what you're doing. We really do admire people like you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
You're very welcome.